Hey, travelers, it's Kelly Johnson, the Chief Nurse Advocate for Wanderly. Thank you so much for listening to our episode today of The Happy Traveler. We're so thankful for everybody that jumps on and listens to this podcast, and of course, to all of our guests that have been a part of it. We're so thankful. Today we have an awesome guest. Her name is Kelly Court. She is the Chief Clinical Officer and Senior Partner at Wellspring. And we're super excited to have her. We're excited to have Wellspring as a client. We're just so thankful that she wanted to hop on and talk all things about what she does. She is a nurse, which is super, super cool. So I will let her, though, tell you some more about herself. So, Kelly, can you give yourself an introduction just for our listeners?
Yes, hello all. I'm very excited to be here and super, super excited just to be in this area to see where my career has brought me and to kind of take what I've learned from helping patients and knowing in the health, you know, knowing what I know about the healthcare field and kind of transitioning that over to the travel industry. So I'm excited. I'm super excited. And thank you again for having me.
Well, of course. Okay, so just like you were talking about, let's just get right into it because you have a ton of wonderful information and resources to offer both travelers and other, you know, members of this industry. So can you tell us about your background in the industry, your background in nursing, travel, recruiting, leading, managing, and how everything, I guess how your role now at Wellspring kind of came to fruition from, you know, your past history in the nursing field?
Sure. Yeah. So I started, I actually started as a CNA while I was in nursing school. And I worked as a CNA in the emergency department at a community hospital up in New York. And it was the most amazing experience I've had. I've had a lot of great experiences, but just being so naive to being a nurse and what it entailed and, you know, all the responsibilities that you have as a nurse, you know, starting and getting my feet wet as a CNA, especially in an emergency room, was very overwhelming, but I was so lucky to have such amazing nurse mentors. And they really took me underneath their wing because they knew I was going to school. And they gave me every opportunity I could to learn and just to see things that, you know, just to see things that I would have to see as a, you know, brand new nurse and how to anticipate them and just make me better. And the support that they provided was amazing. They were just really experienced nurses at the time. When I graduated, this was back in the day before we could go right into a specialty, because I graduated about 2001. So went up to the floor for about 2 years and then became a resource nurse, floated all over the hospital, and then eventually made myself back down to the emergency room in that same hospital that I started as a CNA. And that was really awesome. And it was a really kind of full circle kind of experience. And, you know, again, those nurses were still there. They had been there for a while, back in the day when everyone stayed where they started. And, you know, they really welcomed me and supported me, with open arms. And, about 6 years into my career as a nurse, I moved from New York to North Carolina. And I got a job in the emergency room, and it was quite a different experience. It was not a community hospital. It was a city hospital. Very, very busy. I took a job as a night weekender, and I thought I could handle anything and everything. And the first week I was there, I cried every day.
Oh, no.
but it was a really great experience because it just really stretched me. And gave me the opportunity to really build on the knowledge base that I had come from. And again, I was very lucky to have really great people along the way. And, you know, that's what I love about our profession. It's just we have so much to offer each other just to make each other better and, you know, to make the experience for the patients better and to make healthcare better. And we really are that driving force. And I have to say, I have been very, very lucky to have the people that I've had along the way. And so I worked at that hospital for about another 7 years, till 2014. And I decided I needed a change because I worked every holiday and every weekend and every holiday that wasn't recognized and every night. And, you know, it just was, you know, I was kind of going through a little bit of a change with my family, and I got into nurse case management. And so I worked for in the workers' comp area of nurse case management, and I worked for a very big company, one of the largest nurse case management firms in the workers' comp arena. And so we were subcontracted with, you know, all the major companies. So I managed the catastrophic cases and the highly litigated cases in the workers' comp arena, you know, within that role. And I did that for about 4 years, and that was another great experience. It really helped me take all the knowledge and all the experience I had on the clinical end and the understanding, and even from the floor, you know, just being up on the floor for 2 years and, you know, seeing the aftermath of what steps you need to take to make sure that patients are cared for properly after they come out of the hospital on an outpatient basis. You know, that nurse case management role was really awesome. And, you know, there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of moving parts in workers' comp and a lot of people tugging at different things, and they have different, you know, they have different ways they want things to go. But as a, you know, as a nurse case manager, I'm bound to my license to do what's in the best interest of the patient. And, it was almost like an advocate position. You know, it was almost like a patient advocate position because, you know, my role was to really get what this person needed to get better. And so I always try to stay focused on we're all on the same team, no matter whether I'm in the emergency room or whether I was managing a catastrophic file and there were attorneys and insurance companies involved, or just in my day to day of what I do now. And so now I ended up here about 4 years ago when I transitioned over to case management. I started this company with two other wonderful women, and we are we're nurse owned, and we are, you know, women and nurse owned, which is great. And the company has just grown and grown in 4 years. And I recently, in June, left that nurse case management role full time to come over here. And I guess my title is chief of doing whatever it takes. That's kind of what I say when people ask me what I do. I said, whatever it takes. And so, yeah, it kind of fits the role of a nurse. You know, it really does. We kind of just do what it takes. So that's kind of how I ended up here. And it's been a great transition. And it's been a very, very blessed, to have the people along the way.
Well, that is super cool and very, very interesting. You have truly been kind of all over the nursing spectrum and worked in all of these different areas. And that is so exciting. And it gives you such knowledge and wisdom about the day-to-day of what a nurse does and kind of what all the different, you know, specialties we can go into and case management and all sorts of things. But the one thing that really stuck out to me was that you were a CNA, because I was a CNA also before I became a nurse. And I honestly think even, you know, in my practice, when I've been a nurse for 30 years, when that day comes, I still think that it will give me another almost shred of compassion for our nursing assistants. And also just having been there, been in that role and kind of worked my way up through every single thing. And so to hear that you've done that already, and that's just so cool. I think it really gives you a different perspective for sure on nursing. Absolutely. You know, yep. for all of that. That's really, really cool. What would you say that your favorite part is about being the chief of doing whatever it takes? Because I think that that's really cool, but I know that you guys have worked super, super hard. It hasn't been easy every day. So can you tell us about the day-to-day for you and what your favorite and least favorite parts are about your role?
So we are a virtual company. So that has a lot of wonderful, you know, advantages and sometimes from the management end, it has a lot of disadvantages. And someone asked me recently, oh, you know, you guys are virtual. We want to know how you're doing it. You know, we want to transition. And I said, well, the first thing you need to do is hire a psychologist for your staff. Because it really is it's a very different environment to kind of function in when you are working as a team. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's, my favorite part, I have to say, is really bringing my, you know, my culture and my philosophy from healthcare of we are working in the best interest of somebody. You know, we are always looking out for them, regardless of how it necessarily affects our workload or our personal success or our time management. We are always looking out for what is in best interest for our client, our market. And, you know, before this, my market was patients. And so now it's really cool to kind of carry that over and, you know, deposit that into my team, because it's, you know, I don't have any nurses that are working as recruiters, and the recruiters that I have are really awesome. But it's a very different philosophy when, you know, you're exuding, okay, you're a nurse, you're a potential, you know, client of ours. We want to find what's best for you. We're working in your best interest. We know that you're out getting other quotes. And you know what? We're good with that. Like, you should, because that's in your best interest. So really taking that philosophy and that culture and that mindset of nursing and the support and the advocate space that we really function in as a nurse, and transfer that over to what we do in recruiting. And so I love doing that. And I love when I have the opportunity to talk to my nurses. And I don't really, I do recruit, but I don't necessarily keep all my people that I recruit in, because I'm too busy. But I do really like that one-on-one and talking to them, because I understand why they're doing what they're doing. And it may be a million different reasons. And it's nice to kind of, you know, to really get to know them and see what they're looking for, what's most important to them, what is affecting them, just like I would with a patient. And really be very, very specific in meeting their needs and supporting them in what they're looking to do. And so that's pretty much my favorite part. I would have to say the struggles are on, you know, as a virtual company, there's a lot of communication barriers because we're not all together in office. But we're working it out. You know, it's hard. It's definitely not the easiest thing to do, but I think that my staff, and I know I like working virtually, and it's kind of like it's a catch-22, but it'll only get better. You know, it'll definitely only get better on that end. I wouldn't say there's anything that I don't like at all. I mean, I really love this role that I'm in now. And I feel really honored. You know, I have to say, I always felt honored to be a nurse and to be able to, you know, like, serve my patients and help them and be the person that is there for them when they need me. And I feel that way now with my candidates. I feel like they're reaching out to me for my help. And, you know, I try to offer them everything I can. So
that's great. That's really great. So, yeah. And it's so interesting, your perspective being virtual. You know, I didn't think about all the different things that would come with taking on, you know, that kind of, I guess, company model and responsibility with all of those different people. But it sounds like it's so, you guys kind of have it all figured out. You know, you have it almost like it's like this well-oiled machine now that's just chugging away. So that's super cool. Cause yeah, that's definitely unique for this industry, especially.
And yeah, we're getting there. We're plowing through it. So we're the beta test trial for everybody else. That's what I say. We'll make all the mistakes and then they can have smooth sailing. So, but it's all good. It's all good.
That is so funny. Well, yeah, I mean, cause it's just so new and it is different, but I mean, it's totally working for you guys. So that's pretty great. But speaking of the future, you know, for you guys and definitely for the travel healthcare industry as a whole, what do you see for yourself within the future of it? And what do you hope, I guess, what do you hope to change? Like, what do you wish was different and what you want to change in the future? And then also, what do you hope to culminate that's brand new possibly for the industry?
I think that there's a lot that as a whole, as the, you know, as not even just in healthcare, or actually just in healthcare or nursing. And obviously the travel industry is tied directly into that, but there's a ton of change. And there's a ton of technology change, which is awesome. And I mean, technology should always make our lives better, and streamline things and make things easier. And in a lot of ways, it really has. It's really organized things, I think, for us, not just only on the delivery end of healthcare, but even as a staffing industry. You know, we really have so much more ability to reach and gather information and just be better because of that technology. But the one thing from the technology end, you know, just in the healthcare perspective is, and I was having this conversation actually yesterday with one of my nurses, is that, you know, nursing is an art. You know, it's an art, and there is, you know, 50% clinical and 50% the expression of who we are, to connect with that patient. And because of this huge influx of technology, it's kind of taken us away from being able to express ourselves and be there and meet their needs, you know, in that 50%, you know, outside of clinical, more of that, you know, psychological aspect of nursing, and caretaker aspect of nursing. And I think that's hard. And it's not just hard for nurses, it's hard for patients. It's really hard for patients because the way, you know, they're seeing it is my nurse is cold or she doesn't spend time with me and this, that, or the other thing. And so I, like I said, I welcome the technology, but I'm looking forward to the pendulum swinging back a little bit. Not that we're going to go back to paper charting anytime soon, but, you know, I think as we continue to grow in this industry, there's going to be a time and place where that is recognized and weighted. Whereas now it's kind of difficult, you know, it's difficult. And I think we are seeing from the delivery perspective, you know, the repercussions of that and the dissatisfaction of how that's affecting us. You know, as far as, you know, my company, we love the technology. We absolutely love the technology. And as far as the staffing industry, you know, the new platforms that are coming out for healthcare staffing companies, not necessarily vendor management staffing companies, but like healthcare staffing companies, there are some really, really great, Wanderly is one of them. LayBridge is another. There's some really great technology platforms that we are utilizing that are really helpful, not only for our job, but just, you know, in recruiting and, you know, gathering and sorting out the information and organizing it, but just also for access for the nurses that are out there, for them to have things very visible and very easy for them to compare and to see what is out there for them, you know, that they want and what the best thing out there for them is. And that's a wonderful thing. You know, on the staffing end, I think it's a great thing.
Definitely. I think there's a ton of technology, and I think you and I can both attest to everything that happened at that SIA conference, to all of the new things that no one had ever even heard of before that are coming up that are going to change the industry and people that are trying to be movers and shakers. And I think over 2019, we're going to see a lot of change, and I think it's going to be a lot of positive change, and some things that people are going to have to maybe get used to that won't be their most favorite thing ever. But either way, no matter what changes in the industry, we're definitely going to always have our travelers. And so for all the travelers that are listening, Kel, what do you want them to know about Wellspring? Tell us why, you know, what they should know about you guys, all the wonderful things. I guess share what you've shared with me, because I think very highly of you guys.
Oh, well, we're really there for, you know, we're really there to fit the need very specifically. And again, you know, our philosophy at the company is we understand what you do. We understand that when you have a patient that comes into the ER and they're sick and they have their child with them and they need a turkey sandwich, you get them a turkey sandwich. You do whatever it takes. And, you know, we do that for our nurses. And that's, you know, that's our philosophy. Is it your job as a nurse to feed your patient's child? No, absolutely not. Can you charge for it? No. Can you code for it? No. Is there a space in Epic that you can click on a button for? No, you can't. But do we do it? Absolutely. Right. And that is really, you know, the attitude that I like to convey, you know, coming forth from this company, because I know that when a nurse is looking for help for something or needs something, she expects what she gives. And they shouldn't expect anything less. And so for us, you know, servicing that part of what they do, finding a job, getting them the best pay rate, getting them the best schedule, that is where we're coming from. We're there to kind of look at you very individually, see what your needs are, and really, you know, walk you to the stop sign, you know, not just say, you know, I'm going to pick you up at the end of the block. So, and you know, whatever it takes, sometimes I have people who don't like to go on the portal. Some people want to email me things. Sometimes I get pictures of resumes that I have to retype, and it's totally fine. It's like, you know, bringing the turkey sandwich to the kid. It's all good. It's part of what is expected of me. And again, there's nothing too little, too big, you know, for us. We do whatever it takes.
Yeah, I love that. It's totally nursing too. It's that like nursing caring foundation that we all have. You're speaking to me. You're speaking my language when you're saying it. It's so funny. You're right. It's not part of our job to do those little things, but it's almost like we have this innate instinct to want to, and it's not necessarily even going above and beyond. It's truly just making somebody else feel better or have an easier, you know, way to do something or a lighter load. And I think it's totally just like the nurses in us. And so I love that because I totally relate to that.
It's in our DNA. It's how we're made up, you know, and, it's a beautiful thing. It really is. And I never want to lose it.
And I say that all the time. I'm like, it's just nursing. Like, it's just different. Nursing is, we're just different. It's just how we're made, how we're built. That's so funny that you just said that. I say that all the time, but cool. Well, you and I have seen each other at conferences. I talked a little bit earlier about SIA, but there's so many different conferences, not only for the travel industry, but for our travelers, for just nursing in general. There's different, associations that nurses are involved in. So why do you feel like those sorts of things, or do you feel like those sorts of things are important to the travel nursing and travel allied and all of that agencies and the industry? What do you think about those?
I think they're wonderful. I think they're great. First of all, TravCon, if there are any nurses out there who are listening and have not been to TravCon, whether you're a travel nurse or you're a staff nurse, one of the biggest mistakes I've ever made is not going to TravCon as a nurse. Because if you are a nurse and you are attending that conference, it is, the vendors and the companies that sponsor and that are a part of that, that conference really work super, super hard for you, for the nurse. Mm-hmm. So you have a great time. So you have access to a bunch of information, CEUs, what's out there, what's good for you, what's coming down the line. And so that conference, I was really kicking myself that I did not go. We had a booth there and that was work, work, work. But I was thinking, man, I wish I could have come here as a nurse.
Right, right.
It's not even, and it is super, super fun for them. And it's just such a great time, but it also is very informative and it's very professional. And there are a lot of resources that you can take advantage of by being there. So, that was just such a wonderful experience. It was a great experience on our end, but it's a really great experience on the nursing end. And, I think the conferences are so beneficial in a way that it really lets the smaller companies be out there. In the travel industry, the big names and, you hear them and you see them and you have all that stuff. But there are so many really great smaller companies that can give you maybe just a little bit more of one thing or another, that you may not have ever come across or you may not have, heard of. And it's really nice to be able to have the opportunity to see what's out there and find out what's best for you, who would suit you the best. And, it's a great learning experience on both ends. From our company end, it was we worked really, really hard, but it was really good exposure and we met some really great nurses and some really good people that are in our industry, with the same type of philosophy, and they know where they're focused and they know their market and they know their expectations. Mm-hmm. And, I've had SIA and the staffing industry conference that we just came back from was wonderful and incredible from the business end. And I learned a lot from that, personally, because I've only been on the healthcare delivery end. So I've learned a lot and, the more the merrier. That's how I look at it. The more the merrier.
Absolutely. I agree with you. I love them so much. And I also will just say this, it's totally a little bit off topic, but I love the food. Both conventions that I went to this year had such great food. And I was just shocked because I've given so many speeches at various conventions and conferences and I've loved everyone, but some have, more fine dining, you could say, than others. But man, the travel conferences really killed it this year.
I have to say shout out to Colorado. I had never been before.
Yeah.
So I mean, they're home state. So shout out to Colorado. It was really beautiful. And I hope that if I can go back, I can spend a few days and enjoy it because we were in and out. Cause it is just beautiful, just so beautiful. But I loved the food was great, but what surprised me, about the SIA conference was the collaboration, and just how everyone came together it's a very competitive industry. I mean, it's very cutthroat. It's very competitive. Mm-hmm. And it was so great to see everyone come together. Mm-hmm. And be willing to be open and share ideas and share successes and share mistakes. And, you know, it's kind of, you know, just getting on board and being part of, you know, the team and making that better, you know, making it better, you know, just kind of what we like we do in nursing. We come together and we figure out what works, what doesn't, in hopes to move forward. It's not like, oh, we do this big research study and we keep it to ourselves. Mm-hmm. You know, like we put it out there. We want to make this better. We want to make it better for everybody. And I really felt that when I was with SIA. And there were a few things that I heard that I didn't like, but you know, besides that, as a whole, SIA was just such a great, experience on that end. Cause I didn't expect that. I have to say, I didn't expect it. It was my first, you know, CEO and executive conference that I had ever been to. Mm-hmm. And I had no idea how it was going to go or what it was going to be like. And I was so thrilled. I was just so thrilled and so welcomed and I learned so much. So yeah,
there was so much to learn, especially at SIA. There was so much to learn. I was surprised and we took away so much as a whole from as Wanderlei because we just learned so much about the industry, where the industry is headed, kind of what we're looking at numbers wise, but also the caliber of the attendees being all of these executives. I mean, was something that you just can't see every day or find every day or have access to every day. And then in addition, the caliber of the vendors and the people who were exhibiting to these executives were, I mean, very, very successful companies and a ton of our largest, you know, companies and or industry partners. And it was wild how much knowledge and wisdom and experience there was and networking opportunity in those 3 days in one room. I mean, that just blew my mind. It was an experience for me that I've never, ever had before because at TravCon, it's so fun, you know, getting to know the nurses and having all the fun with them. And, you know, it's kind of that side of the industry is, you know, are the people that we serve. But man, getting to know all of these agency leaders and the heads of all these really influential companies in this industry I felt honored to be there too. We'll just put it that way. It was cool.
Yeah. Yeah. It was pretty surreal. It was pretty surreal. My partner and I came back and we were like, are we going to wake up? It just really was. It was amazing. And again, to see everyone's integrity and to see everyone just be out there and be willing to share their knowledge, you know, just on a very, let's make this better for everybody because it's going to just make it better for our market. It's going to make it better for hospitals. Just to do that on such a professional level was really great because I've only seen that in healthcare. You know, I've only seen that in the hospital or in studies or, you know, in that realm. And I think you kind of coming out of healthcare have a little bit of a skewed, you know, notion like business is different, but it was really nice to see that it really wasn't, you know, it was very similar and it was very compatible, you know, with that model. So it was great. It was really, really great. I look forward to, you know, going more, you know, going every year now from here on in, cause it was great.
Mm-hmm. Well, we definitely agree with you. That's super cool. I love this. Well, Kel, thank you so much for jumping on with me. Do you have anything else that you want to add for the audience? Where can they find you guys? How do they get in contact with you? Can you just give me some of that information?
So we have a website. It's wellspringnursesource.com, and you can jump on there. We have an online portal. We have featured jobs. You could also find us on Wanderlei. We're out on Indeed. We're on Facebook. We do a lot of posting on the job boards, you know, pretty much anywhere. But we're here to help, and we're here to just, you know, really advocate for what you want and what you need. And you know, whether it ends up being with us or somebody else, because not everybody can have all the jobs, it's all good to us. You know, we're here for you and we want the best for you regardless. So, yeah.
Well, you know, we love you guys so much. So thank you. Thank you so much for jumping on with me. This is super fun.
Awesome. Well, thank you for having me, Kelly. I appreciate it. I really do.
Yes, no problem. Anytime. Thank you for jumping on. Everybody that was listening, or maybe you caught it halfway through, that was Kelly Court, the Chief Clinical Officer of Wellspring Nurse Source, and we're so thankful that she jumped on to the Happy Traveler today and is a Wanderlei partner. We're so appreciative. And we just talked all things Wellspring, all things nursing and travel and the industry, and it was a really great podcast, and we will see you next week for another episode. Thanks for listening.